short term, long term. It's not like you're in a position necessarily to get on a run with Flacco. And then long term, I mean, he turns 40 in January, and what are you doing? Are you going to about to have one of the more awkward off seasons in Colts history of, yeah, Anthony Richardson, we just benched him for fun. Like, trust us, year three, this is going to be the year, 10 starts, et cetera, et cetera. 2025, you know, that's where he's going to really take off. It's just a very awkward time for the Colts, their fan base, and their franchise.
Kevin Bowen on yesterday with me and Josh, hanging out, talking Colts.
Hey, that's us.
Yeah, he didn't sound too thrilled about
the
what they were doing.
The True TV division. My favorite comment of the day.
I love that so much. As a March Madness fan too, I still like, and we all know, like the NCAA tournament. I am like the crazy guy. Again, I watch college basketball in November.
Yeah.
I still can't remember what channel True TV is on. I have to look it up.
Me too.
Every year.
And I also every once in a while you get the odd like U.S. soccer game on there.
Yep.
Or like a baseball game in the postseason, like one of the wild card games. Just like, eh, who cares?
But it's like
it's just gets thrown
like,
over
where
there.
Where is it? What?
In between reruns of Big Bang Theory and I don't even know.
By the way, Big Bang Theory,
channel.
Real quick. How did their spinoff?
Get a spin-off. Yeah, no, I hate that.
What is this, the 70s and 80s of television?
I mean, listen.
Everything was a spin-off?
There was a short period where Big Bang Theory was kind of a good show.
It's like the first like two or three seasons,
yeah,
right? When it was first coming out.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was kind of funny. It fell off. Then they bring in the whole Young Sheldon thing, and that really didn't fly.
See,
for
I
don't
know, a lot of people loved it, though.
Yeah, I hated it.
I
hated the aspect
on
of it.
Twitter.
It made
it.
No sense to me. And then now,
the least interesting
now there's two completely different side characters getting a spinoff, and then apparently there's other side characters from the original show getting another spinoff. What are we doing?
I love cable television.
This is like is going from the True TV of football divisions to like the NFC East in 2015 when it was the Cowboys kind of.
Anytime a team wins the division with a 7-9 record, an angel gets their wings.
We have to ask questions.
So good. No, that's my favorite thing. Like in football, is when a division is so bad that the winner has a losing record.
Speaking of other divisions that are kind of weird, can we talk about why you like this Baltimore Ravens helmet?
It's more why you don't like it. That is
what are you talking about?
The Ravens are debuting their quote unquote purple rising uniforms. It's a full purple look, including a purple helmet. It looks amazing.
Not even a great like name, purple rising.
That's the old Ravens logo, I think.
Adapted Ravens logo.
Yeah,
exactly the same.
Yeah, but that one looks a lot like when they first got to Baltimore and became the Ravens. Like that, because it's the straightaway Raven look.
They've clearly missed it on this one.
Clearly missed.
You could have done okay. There are goaltenders in the NHL in the late 90s, early 2000s. Some of them adopted this. They would go with like the tiger on their mask, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or like Linus Ullmark did this when he was with the Sabres. The adapted minion where the eyes are on the forehead and the mouth is like the opening of the helmet.
Yeah. Yep.
The Ravens should have done that. The eyes on the forehead, not on like the side of the helmet, but like where eyes would be on someone's head. Like if you think about like up on your forehead, obviously, but like you make it look like a face. You could still have the designs of like the feathers like going on the side, and then you could have the beak kind of coming into the mouth guard. Right? Like the sides of the beak are like right where your ears are.
I feel like that's too much.
No, you're going in an alternate helmet. You got to go fun. You got to be exciting. Do something like that. You already had it kind of with the sideways Raven with your normal logo. You could have easily expanded.
I do want to know why they picked the different Ravens logo, like the front facing.
Yeah.
I want to know
you could have just kept the other. You could have just kept the other logo and slapped it on a purple helmet and called it, hey, look, here's our new purple helmet.
I'm an overall just a big fan of like the all purple look.
It should have been a purple face.
I think that's the key. It's just the all purple
That's
look.
Fine. The helmet, though, should have just kept done an actual face. Every like the Eagles, kind of. But like, obviously, it's Eagles wings. But like, or the Rams. With the horns. That's kind of like what you're going for. Because, like, think about it. If you're looking at a ram, the horns start to come out of the ram's head and they come around by their ears. That's what the ram's helmets are. You could have done that with a raven. It's not that hard.
That's fair. That's probably fair.
Come on.
That's probably fair.
Have I talked you out of it?
No.
Come on.
No, I'm still there.
What is it going to take? Like, think about this. I'm gonna draw this up. I'm going to go get a graphic design degree and draw this up.
You know what it's going to take? Them scoring like 3 points in this uniform.
That's fair.
That is
really a good point.
It is a stupid thing for me, and I know it. the best looking uniform. I could love it dearly. If you're bad in it, I will hate it. The only one, but the only uniform that breaks that trend for me, creamsicles for Tampa Bay. That's the only one.
Yeah, no.
That's
because the only one. They were always bad in that, though. So that's fine.
And that's the thing is they were always bad in it. And then, I mean, they had periods where they were good, but then they eventually do change. They win the Super Bowl in the quote-unquote current uniforms.
Yeah.
But I love those ones. If they're if the Ravens go out tonight and are terrible in these, I'll think they're terrible.
Another,
I can't explain it past that.
Two things. One, I remember when they announced this and like they posted like the picture and it said like Purple Rising or whatever. It looked like they took a purple helmet, quickly slapped on an AI Ravens logo thing. Because there was shine all over the helmet, and then when you get to the logo, it's just no shine. It looked so rushed. And it was just, what are you doing?
You never want to be compared to AI. That's tough.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, do better. You're an NFL organization. Do better. But also, I've stumbled upon their old 96 to 98 helmet with the B crest with the wings.
Yeah.
That one is good. I like that one because it's completely different from your original logo, and it also looks good. The Raven coming at me just kind of, it doesn't look intimidating.
You're talking about when they got like the B?
The B right in a shield with Ravens written above it, and then like the little like Maryland type design on the bottom in the very bottom corner.
I do see that.
And then the wings coming out of the crest.
Yeah, I see that, and I think Shannon Sharpe when he was with Baltimore. And
yes!
I don't want to say that's necessarily a good thing. He may not have even been there at the time when those were their uniforms.
That was 96 to 98.
He may not have been there at that time, but like that's what I think of like a random free agent signing they go get that like does not belong there, but there he is.
I'm also seeing some that are, I don't know if they're concepts or not, but there's one
Shannon Sharpe, 2000, 2001. Yeah, he wasn't there at the time, but like, I'd see that and I'm like, oh yeah, random free agent, barely an NFL franchise.
I'm seeing this one helmet, and I don't know if it's real, but the amount of times I'm seeing it, I think it is. It's a white Ravens helmet with a black stripe down the middle, and then a blacked out Raven with like purple instead of gold.
I don't think that's ever been a thing.
I don't know, but I've seen like seven pictures of it, and you can like, it's like available for purchase. So like, I don't know if somebody just made a bunch of these. Ray Lewis, there's one signed by Ray Lewis. Look at this. Here, let me show you in real time.
In real time. Oh, I hate that.
I hate it, but it also doesn't look bad.
That feels wrong.
It does look wrong.
That feels like a fan made it, felt better about themselves, and then they posted it, and everyone was like, what is this garbage? And it's like, oh.
This one's signed by Ray Lewis.
Well.
It has to be real. Hold on.
None of us make perfect decisions. I mean.
Overall, though, bad helmet.
No, I'm a big fan of it. I'm excited for tonight. Like this should be a very, very
good game. Game's
going to be good. Ravens are about 5.5-point favorite. They are at home. I'm excited to watch this one. I still don't love that Thursday Night Football is on Amazon Prime. But we're also getting ready for Bills and Colts, and we're taking your tweets, taking your calls on a vibe check heading into Sunday's game. I'm finding myself, Josh, I think you're finding yourself as well, sort of looking forward to Kansas City. Roy tweets in, gotta stack wins. Stack the box, try and slow down Taylor, and make Flacco try to beat you. And to be fair, I think that is probably the perfect game plan. It's obviously easier said than done. But you look at Flacco, his passing numbers outside of the Jacksonville game, not great. He was bad against Minnesota. And even Taylor, though, when Flacco's been the quarterback, has not put up the same rushing numbers he has when Richardson's in there. I will tell you, though, Josh Downs is a receiver that I'm coming to respect more and more, especially when Flacco is the quarterback.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
What's the scariest part about Jonathan Taylor?
I think he's good.
I was going to say, there's not a specific, because for me, I feel like with Jonathan Taylor specifically, let's say through the first quarter and a half, right? We're halfway through the second quarter. Colts got the ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's 10-0 Bills, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've shut down Jonathan Taylor so far. I think the scariest thing about him is he can just kind of, boom, show up. There he is.
That's fair.
And then there's like a 50-yard run for a touchdown, and the game's blown right open.
But I think that's true, like every great running back. Like Derrick
Henry.
That's
fair. Yeah.
If you polled most Bills fans, what's the thing that scares you about Derrick Henry? Everything.
Everything.
And then the second thing would be he's going to pop a 75-yard run out of nowhere.
Right. But at the same time, though, I feel like Jonathan Taylor's just not really known for that, but he is capable of it. Right. Like think to the last time they played. Sure, all of his touchdowns were, I think, aside from the receiving touchdown, all of his touchdowns were within 10 yards, rushing-wise. Yeah, he had a 3-yard run, a 23-yard pass, a 2-yard run, a 10-yard run, and a 1-yard run.
Mm-hmm.
But he also, in that game, had 185 rushing yards.
Yeah.
That's the thing. He only, in terms of scoring yards, he only had what, like 15 rushing yards to score those touchdowns? Mm-hmm. So there's still 170 unidentified rushing yards in there. And that's the thing that's like kind of a little nerve-wracking. Is
that I think that's a lot of running backs, is that it's yeah. They're not having a good game. You're doing well, and there's the big run, and mm-hmm. there's the big chunk plays. Very rarely does a running back, you know, put up 200 yards because they're rushing 6-7 times per carry. It's a lot of you break the big runs, mm-hmm. and you're just sort of wearing down.
And then there's defense. Like one or
that's,
two.
That's maybe Derrick Henry's best trait, is he wears down a defense. He gets better.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like he gets better as the game goes along, partially because he's bigger. Than right. a lot of the guys,
and he's got more stamina, more endurance.
Yep, he is truly one of one. He should be a first ballot Hall of Famer, right? I mean, especially if he puts up 2,000 yards this year.
Does he have to win a Super Bowl?
No. I think especially as a running back, no.
Oh yeah, that's it. That's true.
The only time we bang the Super Bowl drum, I think correctly, is head coaches and quarterbacks.
Yeah.
After that, did you put up the stats? Great, good for you. Like, right. Get in there. And right. and Henry to me should be first ballot, running away, just because of how dominant he's been. And again, if he has a second 2,000-yard rushing season.
Jonathan Taylor's not there yet.
30 years
is he?
Old? No, I don't. I know.
Oh, he's only 4 years in the league. What am I saying? Yeah.
Is he really that soon?
Yeah, 2020.
My goodness.
First season.
I still remember him in Wisconsin. Now I feel lesser on that, because it's like, well, yeah, because it wasn't that long ago. But, I mean, he's been awesome since he's been in the league.
Hasn't had a 2,000-yard rushing season yet.
He's also only had two 1,000-yard rushing seasons, his first year and his second year. Second year was awesome. But we're trending towards that.
He
now
has had
year.
The injuries, though.
Yeah, he's had injuries, holdouts,
like
what have you.
Fully healthy here now.
Yeah, and he's incredible. He has been a lot of fun to watch.
I the Bills' run defense against these really good running backs, right? Like, obviously, last week they shut down the Dolphins pretty handily, and they shut down the Seahawks the week before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what, Zach Charbonnet had, like, negative rush yardage?
Kenneth Walker, kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, again, they had 39 yards total rushing.
Yeah. So I think that obviously against, you know, average or below average running backs, the Bills can handle that. But
yeah, their rushing yards per game on defense is 15th in the league.
Right, but you look back to the Derrick Henry runs, mm-hmm. not even the big one, just any of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes me a little nervous about this game is you can – and sure, they're great running backs, him and Taylor and a few other guys obviously. But – so you expect them to do something great. But I don't know. I don't really want that in a game like this, right? Like, I want this to be one of those easy cruise to a win games, move on to Kansas City. Because then, oh, look, then you have the bye. So if anyone is banged up this week and they don't play and they do play against Kansas City, like, let's say Keon Coleman doesn't play this week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like he could play against Kansas City, he could not, maybe he will, maybe he won't, and then he does.
Yeah,
then he has the bye week to recover.
Yeah, you look at the bye week as everyone does, that's the time to recover. And then, mm-hmm. of course, Kansas City being the AFC conference game, you're looking at the one seed, especially if you beat Indianapolis, you are
right.
looking at that one seed.
This is one of those games where it's like against Indy, it's like you don't necessarily have to go all out,
mm-hmm.
because it's a lesser opponent. But against Kansas City, that's the game where you go all out because, hey, the bye week's next week.
Yeah,
let's get everyone healthy this week because the Kansas City, and then boom, you got the bye.
And then we're resting for a week.
But then you also have San Francisco, Detroit, LA, which is
super fun. It's going to be awesome, finish stretch to the season of just really good games to finish. You're going to get San Francisco, which
that's going to be fun,
lesser extent, but you're going to get them healthy as well. So you're going to get kind of the full dosage mm-hmm. of San Francisco.
They've never played Josh Allen here.
Is the game here?
Well, George Kittle hasn't done
right.
that. I should
it is
say.
Here.
Because I remember there was a clip, he was on Kay Adams, I think, and he was talking about how he was excited to play Josh Allen in Highmark Stadium yeah. in December, potentially in the snow.
I always forget when they played San Francisco, too. It was supposed to be a road game, but due to actually, I think it was forest fires, it was
yes.
moved to Arizona.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always remember that game because there's the beautiful pass to Gabe Davis over Fred Warner that you're just like, that's one of the best throws you're ever going to see over one of the best linebackers in football. But yeah, the 49ers Bills aesthetic, too. On
mm-hmm.
TV.
There's something about it.
It looks so good.
There's something about it.
It looks really good.
Well, they're not going to be wearing white this time, but the 49ers will. The white on the maroon gold, looks so good.
It's a perfect aesthetic when you're looking at these games. Those Colts, again, not a great aesthetic.
Too much blue.
And
I like blue.
Yeah, but it's too much. You're right. Do we know what they're wearing for the Bills? Is it a whiteout game this week?
They might.
I don't know if that's come out yet. I always feel like that's come out already. I'm not sure.
I think it has. I'm doing a quick Twitter search here.
I mean, we all know how I feel every time the Bills wear the blue pants. It makes me just see red. I get so upset. The Stormtrooper look, the all-white look should be their main road unis. The blue pants are not good. They've broken the trend of bad losses in those. Don't get me wrong. But why test fate? Why are you doing that? No one can tell me why they're doing that. Who is the intern that keeps picking the blue pants? It's absurd. It's absurd. All of their best games are coming in the whiteout looks. Like, those are all their iconic games in the all whites.
As I'm searching here for, like, Buffalo Bills uniform, I got the video of Allen coming out in the red jersey with the black helmet, and I want that so bad. Do you remember that, when he did that this year at the blue and red scrimmage?
Yeah. That's become a big thing every year for that scrimmage, what's Allen going to come out right. with that he can't actually wear in a true game?
Well, the more I'm seeing, like, all these alternate jerseys, like, Houston has, like, 15 alternate jerseys. They don't really, but it feels like they have five.
Mm-hmm.
Five total jerseys for Houston. I want the Bills to do something like that. Like the red with the red and black helmet like Allen had on this past season.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want it so bad.
It'd be good. That'd be good. So I've mentioned a few times I really won't be able to watch this game all that much.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Why?
Because I will be in the Charlotte airport from like 12:30. 12:45-ish to like 5:45.
Well, I have good news for you. You're not going to want to see it because they are wearing white on blue. White jersey, goodness. Blue pants.
Who keeps doing this?
The Bills tweeted it out about 24 hours ago now.
Okay, yeah. So it's about right when they do it. But, oh, man. But so that's a big thing. And I looked specifically like, all right, this is going to be in the Charlotte area that I'll get this game. And no, I'm going to be getting Pittsburgh, Washington, even if I can find a bar or TV in the airport to watch it, which, I mean, it'll be a good game. This is my thing, though. This is going to be my longest layover I've ever had in an airport. Typically, like, the longest I've had before this is, like, 2 hours. I don't really know what I'm going to do to kill time. Like, I like walking around airports. I'll go get lunch, what have you. I'm going to run out of things to do, like, really fast.
Buddy, you're in an airport for 5 hours with no responsibilities.
I'm going to be bored.
Go watch football for 5 hours.
I'm going to, but like,
one of those restaurants or bars is gonna have Red Zone on.
That's maybe right. That's maybe right.
They're gonna have Red Zone on. They can't not have Red Zone on a Sunday afternoon in an airport where people are waiting around for a flight. Like, that's every bar and restaurant has Red Zone. Right? I don't want to overgeneralize there, but I feel like you have to have Red Zone during football season, or else you're just not gonna be a successful bar or restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it just has to be a thing. So I think that's all you have to. You have to find the best seat in the house, right in front of the TV, and just wait for Scott Hansen to bring up the Bills.
That's gonna be tough.
And then you get to see him in these lovely uniforms.
I've soured a bit on Red Zone. I've soured a bit this year. I've soured a bit.
Why?
Stop with the 15 boxes. I can't see anything.
The Octobox.
The worst thing in the world. No, it's not.
It's electric. Knowing that 8 games are about to score, it's crazy.
And you can tell nothing that's going on. Nothing.
Get some better glasses, pal.
Not a shot. I'm already going blind. I get better glasses, it's just going to be clear as day. I can't have that. But that's my big thing on Red Zone. It's like, I'll keep it on when the Bills are playing it, 425, or they got the prime time, and the 1 o'clock window is what it is. I'll have that on, typically, because our 1 o'clock game in our area is just not good. I have no desire to watch it.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting there, and then, they'll go to 4 boxes, and I'm like, cool, I can't see anything. Awesome. I don't know what's going on. Scott's trying to dictate what's happening, and he's doing a wonderful job.
Oh, he always does a great job.
He's doing a wonderful job, but I'm just like, I don't know what's happening. Really, what I'd rather have, and there's maybe a way I can do this, 2 boxes, 1 TV, both on the TV, and just 2 boxes, and I watch the whole game.
Wait, what?
So instead of just jumping back and forth to who's in Red Zone, give me just the one screen. Obviously, TV screen, and I can put 2 games on there.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Because that's the perfect
limit. I thought
you
meant like 2 TVs next to each other.
No.
With 2 games on. I'm like, people do that. Like, it's not that bad. But no, yeah, I think that could be an option. Like, if you pay for a certain thing.
That's the dream.
With Sunday ticket or whatever, you should be able to pick, like, hey, I want these 2 games or 3 games, up to 4. How about that? Up to 4 games on 1 screen at a time. Mm-hmm. I don't care if they're in the red zone or not. I don't care if they're kicking a field goal. I just want to see them on my screen. That's a good idea. I feel like there's a service that offers that. I mean, it's 2024. That's got to be a thing, right? Red Zone can't be the only people that have that technology.
That's my dream, though. Like, that's what I need right there.
That's fair. I like that because then it's easier to see.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to see more at once.
Well, and also, if we're being honest, I don't want to watch every game on that Sunday 1 o'clock window.
Right, right.
Most of them aren't good. We have weekends, and we've had a few weeks this year already where it's been like really good games right down to the wire, like four or five of them.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, though, it's not. There's like one or two that are really good. Those are the ones I want.
Yeah.
I don't care that the Raiders are going to score against Carolina. I don't. Just have that down on the screen. Be like, hey, by the way, Gardner Minshew threw a touchdown pass, if anyone cares.
Woo.
Woo. I care what's going on in Baltimore, Cincinnati, or you know, Cleveland going up against Baltimore, Miami against Arizona. Like, that's what I care about. And I guess that's my thing, is I want those two games rather than having to go preview or previous on my remote a bunch of times. I just want those two games set up.
Yeah.
Make it perfect for me.
That's fair.
803-0550 is the number to call. Coming up after a quick timeout, we will get a word in on the Bills as Sal Capaccio joins the show. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.